welcome back. And we have Fareed here with CardioVasc. Fareed, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Now, Fareed, I got a recent call yesterday, actually, from a physician about one of our people that's been taking our nutraceuticals for well over a decade now. And CardioVasc is key. This man, who now lives in New Mexico, a dear friend of ours as well, had a very, very nasty heart attack and got some heart muscle damage. And he started on CardioVasc, as well as a few other things, but mainly CardioVasc. And he went into hospital recently for some other problem, and the doctor checked him out and says, "I can't believe you've ever had heart disease." So the doctor called me, and he wanted me to explain, what is he taking that's protecting his blood vessels from plaque? What is he taking that's keeping his blood pressure down? What is he taking that's preventing from having a high-speed CT scan score indicating calcified plaque in his artery walls, which over a decade ago he had a heart attack that nearly killed him? And we hear these stories all the time of people that have a blocked artery in their leg. They start taking CardioVasc, and they go back 6 months later and get an EVA scan or an ultrasound of their blood vessels, and it says, "What? Did you have a 90% blockage of this vessel?" Now, I got to set the record straight, and I won't mention the specific names of companies, but there's a bunch of yahoos that have tried to copy the formula that your dad, Sam, developed as a pharmacognosist trained in Germany, and they get inferior parts of the plant, inferior products, inferior manufacturing, and no testing to make sure there's the biomolecules at the right concentration. And then they market as if they developed or invented these products. And, you know, I want people to understand, do not second-guess Dr. Deagle. If I thought another product was superior, I'd be marketing it, or I would redevelop it, or I'd add other things to it. You've got to take care of of your blood vessels, large and small. Your blood vessels, in fact, this has been proven now by non-Newtonian fluid dynamics. I'm writing some articles, I'm going to put up some videos on this, that your heart is only the primary wave that pumps the blood around your body. In fact, the heart doesn't pump the blood back to your heart. It's your blood vessels, your venules and veins. Your peristaltic spasm, say, of your inferior vena cava and superior vena cava, bringing the blood back to your heart. Your heart doesn't pump the blood back to itself. It only pumps it out to the lung fields. And when the heart pumps, it pumps maybe 20 or 30% of the force and blood flow. And you can determine this by the cross-sectional area of the aorta and the pressure wave at the beginning and the end of the peristaltic wave by non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations. And if you look at the cross-sectional area of all the vessels, it's many times the cross-sectional area and the force vectors and non-Newtonian fluid flow than the aorta. So your blood vessels are probably pumping 70 to 80% of the actual blood flow through your body is your arteries, arterioles, and capillaries that pump it to the tissues, nutrients, and oxygen, and pull the toxins out. And we know that the heart does not, NOT, does not pump it back. Now, you might ask doctors, and they'll say, "I never thought of that." And they've been in cardiology 30, 40, 50 years. Now, I like to ask novel questions, which is why, literally, you can throw any problem you want at me, and I will eventually, it might take me years, I will eventually find a solution for it, because I have the never rest gene, 3 copies of it. I will not rest and not play with my mental blocks or cognitive dissonance, because I realized, for example, I was reading yesterday, and this is really important too, tied in with the heart issue. I was up at 2 to 4 o'clock last night doing research. I was looking at research on diabetes, because I've been doing work on diabetic research for 36 years. And it's tied directly to heart disease, because everybody who has vascular disease has some form of either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. In fact, type 3 diabetes is a dementia. It's when your astrocytes in your brain no longer can metabolize sugar, and you don't have a sufficient quantity of medium-chain triglycerides or fuel to run your brain, your astrocytes can't start an action potential and form a neural network or thinking. Now, why do I say this? I say, well, diabetes and heart disease are inflammatory conditions. And we now know leukotriene B4. We know that free radicals, like superoxidismutase deficiency and glutathione peroxidase, if you support those, and we have, of course, our Nutritrala and cell detox glutathione and selenium, we have antioxidants like Omega Supreme Krill and other things. But the most important formula for protecting your body from accumulating plaque and having that nice peristaltic wave and detoxifying the body of things that interfere with the mitochondria is CardioVasc. And I can tell you how important it is. We have so many people, like this gentleman from New Mexico. his doctor so excited he wants to know, what the heck is he taking? Is this not a drug? How come he's better than he was 12 years ago when he nearly died of a heart attack and we can't find any sign he ever had a heart attack? So what do you think, for me? This is important stuff. And when you get doctors calling you and they're getting curious and they want to know, what is he taking? Why is this working? It's because they're being, I call, mistrained. Unfortunately, critical thinking is not part of medical school training or even in many cases master's or PhD thesis, because a lot of time you publish so that when you print, get it in print, or you defend a thesis against other people who aren't really masters of critical thinking, you get certified as a PhD or master's in whatever specialty area you study. The problem is real critical thinking is people that change the future. They change what is heart disease, what is vascular disease, what is diabetes. These are inflammatory conditions. You can measure the cytokines in the blood, C-reactive protein, PI-1, plasminogen, activator inhibitor. You can see a high-speed CT scan, which is 12% higher sensitivity than a treadmill stress test or a pharmacological stress test. Why do doctors do plain EKGs when it only picks up 14% of people that are at risk of having a heart attack? And I call faceplant. Faceplant time, which means you die, you faceplant, you're not coming back. One-third of males who are going to have a heart attack, and one-half of females that are going to have a heart attack, they die. Their first symptom of problems isn't chest pain or shortness of breath. It's death. Isn't that amazing? So cardiovascular is the formula. For God's sake, do not try to go to the substitute other formula. Do not, and this is without any warning anymore, I'm going to continue to warn you on this. Do not think you're going to be a Google genius and you're going to go to a naturopath, a doctor who's just starting an alternative medicine, a chiropractor that's some certification that knows more than Dr. Deagle. Ain't going to happen. I've been at this now more than a third of a century. It's not going to happen. And I can prove it to you by telling my test to do to prove it, whether it's endopat or endothelix, look at blood viscosity, whether it's oxidative markers, soluble ICAM 1 and 2, plasminogen activator inhibitor 1 levels, high-speed CT scans with calcium scores. You're not going to outsmart me, okay? So, and I don't care if you're a cardiologist, internist, pediatrician, neurosurgeon, you're not going to do it. Now, the important thing is now we have markers that can prove that my thesis is correct. So we don't need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. So if you've had a heart attack, if you have a blocked artery, if you have hypertension, you have an inflammatory condition. So let's go through the components of it and explain why each component of this formula, which, by the way, every batch is tested for high-pressure chromatography to make sure every biomolecule is from the right part of the plant, from the right source of plant, from grown in the right part of the world, that it is tested so every batch has the right concentration of those biomolecules, like a drug that has the same concentration in every pill, so that its biological effect is consistent. You don't want something that's, you know, 30% of normal and then 150% of normal in terms of a certain biomolecule. You want it consistent. You want the tablets or capsules, the capsules to be equivalent to the drops. Other formulas, that's not the case. They don't have a capsule formula that's consistent with their drop formula. So, Fried, let's go through those for the sake of reviewing all the components again.
Sure. So, CardioVasc is, as you mentioned, developed by Dad, pharmacognosist and herbalist. And so he came up with this formula of seven ingredients, powerful herbal extracts that work together synergistically. Right. And the first of these is hawthorn. And we use, in the capsules, we use a hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Right.
And standardized to 1.8% Vitexin or greater.
Right, and it's a cardiotonic, which means it improves mitochondrial function because your heart is basically two-thirds dry weight of your actual heart muscle is mitochondria. And the same with your blood vessel walls. Two-thirds is mitochondria. Next.
Okay, so then we have garlic extract.
Garlic has two effects. It's an ACE inhibitor, angiotensin converting enzyme, because if your kidneys misjudge and start producing angiotensin converting enzymes, it actually causes vasospasm. And it's trying to drive up the driving pressure of your heart to perfuse tissues. So the heart's trying to compensate for the fact the blood vessels aren't working. If the heart gets large enough, the valves don't even properly oppose each other, and now you start to get what we call retrograde blood flow, which you can see on a transesophageal echo or a transthoracic echogram. Not good, which means eventually your heart gets dilatory cardiomyopathy, and then you're really screwed. So you need to take that. It also has a direct effect on killing nanobacteria, which are necessary to take free iron, we call the iron time bomb, or heavy metals and oxidized cholesterol or fatty acids. So you form the nidus for when a macrophage, which means big eater cell, comes and eats those little globules of fat or oxidized 9-uronyl hydroxycholesterol. They die and they form a thing called foam cells. And a foam cell doesn't sound good because it isn't. It actually attracts platelets and fibrin and forms a layer of plaque. It's like a Haitian sharp paper shack. You take some tar paper, throw some glue on it, put another layer of tar paper on top of, let's say, a steel shell or whatever, and before you know it, you're dry. Again, a simple plaque is unstable. It calcifies, it cracks, it breaks off, it can form a clot. They can shoot down the artery called an embolus, or it can actually just blow right up and block the artery off on the side. And that's what unstable plaque is. Dead foam cells caused by oxidized fatty acids, and CardioVasc helps prevent that. Next.
Mm-hmm. So then we have the cayenne and the bilberry.
The cayenne is, of course, a major microcirculatory stimulant for the capillaries for tetrahydrobiopterin. By the way, the other things we add for biopterin is we use bio-LVR, semethyl, and superfolate and powermethyl B12. But you can get most of the main components just in bio-LVR. And you can monitor your levels of nitric oxide in the back of your mouth using Berkeley test strips. You can buy them at Amazon. We'll be adding to our little Amazon mini store, so you'll be able to buy them from us, and Amazon will ship and deliver them to you. There's a few pieces of equipment and things that we want people to have that we don't carry. But the Berkeley test strips are good. You can also do a test for measuring microcirculation using a EndoPat or Endothelix, and if you contact me, I'll give you the contact so you can find a doctor, a cardiologist in your part of the country or outside the country that has these technologies to do a non-invasive test of your microcirculation and your rebound production of nitric oxide. And the capillaries and the blood vessels literally respond to the shearing force of the pulse of your heart, and they contract and cause a peristaltic wave that moves the blood along. So that's important. So next.
So then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is a very reduces blood viscosity, especially improving microcirculation in the brain and other tissues. When people take ginkgo, they say their memory is better, their microcirculation of their heart's better, their kidneys. So ginkgo is very, very helpful. And of course, we use that along with other things to help the kidney: ultrathiamine or B1, which is fat soluble thiamine, vein away, elagic acid, omega supreme krill. These all help microcirculation, but you have to have the cardiovascular in the body first. Next.
So, and then we have the milk thistle and the valerian root.
The milk thistle is a major, we call master stimulant for the liver to detox. It turns out a lot of the damage to blood vessels is the toxins accumulating in our body because of our toxic environment. So part of the reason why we have such high heart disease is that we call mitochondrial disruptors and endothelial wall damage. Things like bisphenol A or plasticizing agents and so on. The liver has to detox, otherwise that, plus a removal of heavy metals. The milk thistle is going to stimulate that. And the bilberry is what's called the most dialyzable. By dialyzable means it easily crosses into the brain, the kidneys, the liver, and solid organs to block and grab free radicals. There are other antioxidants that are more powerful, but the most dialyzable one, the smallest one that's very powerful to penetrate deep into organs, is bilberry. So the most powerful one we have is NutriDefense, the anhydrous catechin polyphenon. The next is the astaxanthin in our omega supreme krill, and then finally is the Golgi berry that's in our NutriComplete. But the most dialyzable one is bilberry, which means it penetrates deeper into organs and tissues of the body than any other antioxidant. Other than vitamin C, our Power C Plus is very good for blood vessels too. So it's a great formula. And when people just start this, a lot of time people say, well, doc, I can't afford all this stuff. Can you just give me one thing? And I say, okay, take it. And they'll come back in 6 months and say, my doctor gave me a clean bill of health. I don't need vascular surgery on my leg. Or my heart arrhythmia stopped. They take that along with, say, magnesium glycinate. And all of a sudden, 6 months later, they say, I'm no longer in atrial fibrillation. I'm no longer in heart failure because they catch it early. Now, if they haven't caught it early and they're further on, they might need things like VascuCare, carnitine, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, and mitochondrial support. But if we catch someone in early stage hypertension, which basically everybody who's hypertensive has some degree of inflammation going on, which means they're in a pre-diabetic or diabetic state. There's no one with hypertension that doesn't have inflammation that's causing insulin resistance, a decrease in IGF-1, an increase in insulin, an insulin increase in glucagon, so the liver's making sugar, basically your protein into, turn into sugar, and increased levels of free radicals. And again, remember, free radicals is what triggers off diabetes and hypertension, and the loss of nitric oxide, and they go together. You lose nitric oxide, you lose superoxidismutase, now you're screwed. And cardiovascular helps to reverse that. So, testimonials. From hand to toe, we have people that start taking it and say, I can't believe my brain works now. We give it to grandma because she's already getting early dementia. If you actually could scan her brain for a SPECT blood flow scan, what you'd find is, my gosh, grandma is thinking again because they're taking cardiovascular. And this is before we even added things like Cognition Plus and Brain Power and other things to remyelinate the brain, like sphingolin and Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid. So, and then next, we have people with angina. I had just another request just the other day. I have somebody that has heart pain, they call it. And I'm thinking, you need to be on cardiovascular. You need to be on things to stop coronary vasospasm, like magnesium glycinate malate. You need to be on things to stop peroxynitrate, like gamma-8+. You need to be on omega supreme krill. But you got to start off in cardiovascular, and don't fiddle around either. Take enough. If you're a big person, let's say you're 300 pounds and you're a big man, if you don't take three capsules three times a day, it isn't going to work. Yeah, you know, and then you can back off once you start getting well and you're losing weight. And remember, when the body's under stress and inflammation, it makes it easier to gain weight. So once you start taking cardiovascular, your body is easier for you to lose weight because you've dealt with one of the major factors inducing autonomic fight or flight reaction, which causes you to get fat. So in other words, your diabetes is driven by hypertension and by vascular disease. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So if you start taking care of your blood vessels and your circulation, the chances your adrenals are being burned out or your thyroid's failing. And again, remember, you ask people, say, well, what's your temperature in the morning? Oh, man, it's about 2 degrees below normal, but I get night sweats. I'm thinking, you're hypothyroid, hypometabolic, insulin resistant, and if you measure fasting blood insulin level, you find their insulin is like 4 or 6 times higher than normal. No wonder they're in trouble. Their legs are starting to blow up because they're getting heart failure. Their blood pressure's through the ceiling. They're developing increased fatty liver if you do an ultrasound of the liver. You look at their lipids and say, oh my gosh, this doesn't look good. Look at your triglycerides are off into space. And if you do a lipid electrophoresis, you find they have electrolytes that are like, you know, their lipids look like small particle HDL, which is the most damaging part of the lipid fractions. Next is VLDL cholesterol, very low density lipoprotein cholesterol. And if you measure levels of 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, which is oxidized cholesterol, or trans fats by electrophoresis. And by the way, electrophoresis is far superior to nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. LabCorp and Quest are lazy, so they want to do an NMR spectra to save money because they can give you a quick and dirty number. But it doesn't tell you the refractions are really dangerous or whether what you did actually changed it, because nutraceuticals work far better than drugs. Never, ever, ever take a statin drug. It doubles the risk of diabetes in females. And when it increases it significantly, although we don't know if it doubles it in males, but there's lawsuits over it now, all statin drugs are something that are on Dr. Deagle's hit list. Do not ever freaking take them. Do not ever take a calcium channel blocker. Take magnesium. Take cardiovascular. Do not take amlodipine or some other stupid calcium channel blocker. We had one years ago called Plendil, and I changed it to be Plenty of Edema. You take this damn thing, your legs are going to blow up like stovepipes. So, you know, we won't call them stupid, we'll just say uninformed. There's a lot of uninformed docs out there. Stay right there, Fareed.
Yep, I am.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
And welcome back, and that was a really good, I hope that presentation explained to people. And by the way, just like this gentleman, James, his doctor contacted me yesterday and wanted more information about cardiovascular. We can show him all the parameters of testing now. In fact, he can get an endopad or endothelix machine in his office. He can start testing people to look at their endothelial wall function. And I will case-by-case train doctors. They don't have to go to special course or even belong to our academies for me to train doctors, and that means MDs, chiropractors, naturopaths, professional trainers, nurse practitioners, just people that are interested anywhere in the world. I will train you case by case. Now, if it's a simple question, my ministry, I will just answer your... just need a little water here. I will answer your questions and give you a protocol. For example, today, believe it or not, just in the last few days, I got like 40 emails in the last few days just to answer for doctors and patients. And I'll do that by probably tonight. And by the way, today I want to announce it, and I won't say what birthday, but it's Michelle's birthday today. So I want everybody to pray and thank the Most High God for not only a wonderful wife and partner, but also without her being here, you wouldn't have Nutramedical. And of course, she's blessed us with not only 4 wonderful children, but also we now have grandkitties, 3 wonderful grandchildren. And we're going to go visit them this Friday. We're going to go up to Portland and visit our oldest son and his wife and little Henry and little sweet Matilda. And she's, I think, 15 months old now. Amazing. So time flies. I want to touch on some of the consultations we've recently had and give you an idea of the kind of range of protocols. We have people wanting to constantly know about how to treat Lyme disease, and I can't try to keep it simple. We have three major antipathogenics. We also want to boost your natural immune defense and stop RNA viruses because we can disrupt the viral capsid with NutriDefense. We want to increase your cognitive function because often the brain is affected by the toxic cytokines and increase your energy. So start with, we recommend Nutridyne 15 drops to 20 drops in water 3 times a day, Allicin Meta capsules 3 times a day, and then Cognition Plus 2 capsules twice a day, and NutriDefense 2 capsules 3 times a day for knocking out the virus, boosting the natural killer cell activity, and disrupting the viral capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses. And then NADH, which is a way of boosting energy. We also have ATP energy, which is D-ribose. You can mix it up in a drink. I often recommend the D-ribose mixed in with the Sports Energy Light and Brain Mag, a fantastic combination to boost your energy and give you lots of extra zip, much better than caffeine or coffee. When we look at multiple sclerosis, I recommend a ketogenic low-carbo diet plus sphingolin, which is myelin basic protein, and NeuroGen. This will help remyelinate. Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin, 2,000 micrograms per soft gel. Two soft gels three times a day, and then to knock out the stealth pathogens that trigger it off, which are basically spirochetes. There's pretty good evidence that Lyme disease spirochetes, babesiosis and ehrlichiosis, or their affiliates, and there's 34 different spirochetes in North America that are related that trigger off anti-oligodendrocyte T lymphocytes that attack the myelin sheath in the periventricular areas of the near the spinal cord and the ascending, the descending cortical spinal tracts, which means the areas of motor cortex from the temporal lobes that go down from the anterior and posterior limbs of the internal capsule in your brain, and they get demyelinated, or the posterior columns that regulate position sense. And so one of the tricks we use is we use Malignarest, which is developed by Dr. Venciorgi. And the Malignarest, actually, along with the ketogenic diet, help us switch off the immune system. High-dose Power-C, we're not talking about 80-80 dosages. We start off with 3 caps 3 times a day and go up to 9 caps. You can open them up and make a smoothie for apoptogenic healing of the DNA and damage, elagic acid, to stop the free radicals in the brain and other tissues and do brain rescue. We have Brain Power, which is vinpulsatine. We have Cell Defense Plus. And, of course, stop free radical cell detox, glutathione, and gamma E+, because you have peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. So, back in a moment. If you have questions on any health issue, do call in. Again, this hour is a health and wellness hour. We'll be back in just a moment talking to Bob and Pure Water Systems. And coming up in hour three, Tim Alexander. We're going to have some interesting analysis of what's going on in world events with Tim, and back in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Medical Report, and welcome back, Bob.
Hi, Dr. Bill. Nice to be with you again.
Well, you know, the very first thing that people need to do every morning and during the night, actually, is breathe. They actually breathe air. They require oxygen to be able to be alive. If someone was to tell you that you want to drink really clean, filtered water for 2 weeks, and after that you don't need to bother, you're cured, you don't need any more water, I think they look at them like, are you crazy? But a lot of people drink water every day, and they believe the local regulatory authorities, when they regulate something like 35 to 40 biomolecules in the water with the Clean Water Act, out of about 10,000, there's 7 new molecules and toxins in the water every day. New. And these aren't necessarily inserted just here. They're in food in other countries we buy. They're toxins in the troposphere. There are all kinds of things. Heavy metals, it's Fukushima. And what these toxins are doing, a lot of it now is hydrofracking, where they're putting toxic chemicals down and under high pressure to push the oil and gas out so they can kind of have an oil industry, become energy independent. The problem is they could use microwave fracking and they wouldn't put toxins in the water, but then they'd have to recharge the aquifer, because when you take out all that water, the roots of the trees in the other areas of the central United States or North Dakota and so on are going to become deserts. It's really important for people to understand the first step in staying healthy is to drink clean, filtered water. Now, you're going to hear marketing from many people that are saying, well, we produce good tasting water. Yeah, it might be tasting good, but it still may have 8,000 toxins in it at parts per million or parts per billion. And the thing is, these aren't additive. They're multiplicative, and they also interact with your specific personal genetics. For example, we know that the juvenile diabetes and type 1 diabetes and type 2 are tied directly to endocrine disruptors such as bisphenol A and plasticizing agents. We know these induce inflammation. They interfere with superoxide dismutase and glutathione peroxidase activity. I was up last night doing research for a few hours, and the latest research has shown very clearly that the sequence for most disease is free radicals, number one, producing inflammatory cytokines, producing insulin resistance and vascular disease, producing genetic stress, and then the genes either change and become a cancer, or the cells start to manufacture new antigens on the surface, so they become an autoimmune condition. The genesis starts with toxins. Why does this system, which was used for developing lab water, so superior to the Berkey or any other system out there where people say, well, I'll snap it on my water and it's good. But I bought it at the local hardware store. I had my friend tell me it was great, and I snapped it on and it's good. And the water tastes good now. Yeah, it may not have the same garbage in it, but it's not going to have all the fluoride taken out, all the endocrine disruptors, all the radiotoxins, all the halides. It's not going to have these taken out. It may take out cysts and parasites. It may not get all the viruses out because they're smaller particles. It's disturbing for people to be lied to by non-qualified people that tell them that any other system in the pure water system is going to adequately remove all the toxins down to zero TDS or total dissolved solids. So, Bob, how inexpensive if they use our code NutraMed, they're going to save 10%. The system is very affordable. The filters are very easy to change. The whole house system, the BEV 300 system under the counter with a 5-gallon reserve tank, the BEV 100 system, great for an RV or an apartment, snaps on your tap. My son has one. The BEV 500 system, now it's available. It's electronic flushing. The tackle box system you can have in your truck. If you have a base station and you're a prepper and you're, say, you want to drop a hose into a puddle, you can turn it into cleaner than distilled water without having an energy vampire to make it, and it's cleaner than distilled. So tell us all about the systems and what makes it so superior and why it's affordable as well and easy to service.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Bill. You know, one of the things that you started with is the biggest fallacy for most people is that, you know, I can make water that is going to kill you, taste really good, you know, because there are toxins and there are chemicals in the water that are tasteless and odorless that if you don't filter them out, hey, guess what? Just because you can't taste them doesn't mean they're not there. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there.
Right.
So the secret really is, absolutely clean and pure water. And how do you get that? Well, to get really clean and 100% clean, pure water is you've got to remove all kinds and all classes of contaminants. And that is, you know, the organic molecules, the pesticides, the herbicides, the industrial solvents, those kind of chemicals. And those kind of chemicals can be removed with a carbon filter if you do it right. And most companies don't do it right. They pass the water through a little carbon block so it doesn't have enough contact time to remove all the contaminants. And so after it goes through, in our case, it goes through a sediment filter. Well, that just gets rid of the dirt, the sand, the debris, the stuff you can see in the water. After it goes through that, then it goes through into the carbon filters, and the carbon filters get rid of the organic molecules and pesticides, herbicides, industrial solvents, etc. After that, then that still leaves you with all the heavy metals. That leaves you with all the dissolved mineral salts. That leaves you with radioactivity. That leaves you with nitrates and nitrites and all kinds of chemicals. Right. And so, you know, that's where most filters, these carbon filters, well, they stop at that point. They leave all these other toxins still in the water. And so, you know, that's why, you know, you can't just trust a filter that just a gravity filter through carbon or something like that.
Wow.
You've got to go further. And this is where, you know, the next step to get rid of those metals, to get rid of the heavy metals, the dissolved mineral salts, the inorganic contaminants, radioactivity, you know, it takes another level. And one of the best ways to do that, one of the most cost-effective ways to do that is reverse osmosis. And reverse osmosis is a pretty cool technology. It's, you know, it was originally developed for, you know, it's used on submarines. So those guys can have pure water because they got to filter out, you know, the seawater. And they oftentimes in the space capsule, NASA developed this technology to, you know, recycle urine. Those astronauts had to have something to drink up there. Unfortunately, it's kind of gross to think about. But if you do it right, you know, you can run it through an RO membrane. What you get left is pure water.
Well, let's put it this way. 50 million years ago or 70 million years ago, some dinosaur had a leak, and we're still drinking that water today, recycled millions of times over as it went through plants and trees and vegetables and whatever. So we have to realize that water molecules get recycled. They go through the bowels of animals. They go through plant, you know, the xylem and phloem of the plant in order to rise up to the plant for it to feed water. And to carry minerals, because the only thing that builds a plant substance is carbon dioxide, which is converted to plant substance and minerals. That's all it gets from the soil is the minerals. it's important to understand that this system, which is a linear charcoal system, not a regular one, the best RO membrane and a post-membrane ion exchange resin scrubs the water to the point where it's so clean you have to add 9 to 18 parts per million calcium magnesium to get the pH to 10.
People can go if they're ever geeky like I am, kind of geeky, get on the internet. I know we all do a little bit, poke around, go look up type 1 water, look up type 2 water. You'll find research, you'll find links to websites for like Elga Labs and Millipore, and these are companies that make lab water systems that have all kinds of bells and whistles that, you know, a scientist will set up at his workstation. He'll go over and get a little pint of water every now and then for his experiments, and it'll have all the bells and whistles that tell it it's 18.3 mega ohms resistivity, and it passes all these standards, and they need that sometimes for doing their to meet certain scientific standards when they're doing different kinds of experiments.
Right.
And so, but if you go look at those websites, what do they use? They use combination granular activated carbon prefiltration, reverse osmosis, and deionization. So this is proven technology. It's proven to be the best and most cost-effective technology to produce extremely pure water that is free of all the contaminants that you can seep in there. And, you know, you can use, there are companies that make double distillers, and double distillers can make really pure water, but, man, it's so expensive. It takes so long. It, you know, you don't want to wait hours to get a gallon of water. And you don't want to use, you know, suck a kilowatt off the grid every hour in order to boil the water and then have it heat up and heat up your house and make a lot of steam and have a lot of moving parts that are prone to failure. You know, you can get good distillers, but they're expensive. The good ones are expensive and they're a bother. You got to descale the darn things and you got to add a carbon pad afterwards to filter the distillate because, you know, distillation isn't perfect. There is no perfect one way to filter water. That's the thing people need to understand. There is no one solution that does it all. But there is a combination, hybrid, tribrid system like our design that does do it all because it's the same technology we use in our lab systems. And, man, we're going to get our pantsuit off if we screw up the lab system
of
water.
Oh, you can, yeah. In other words, have a lab experiment or big program game going on worth millions of dollars, if you have bad water, oh, man, you're going to be out of business. They're going to say they tested the water, it was inferior, it blew their experiments, their lab data is no good because it screwed up the enzymes or whatever they're testing. Now, I can't believe, you know, it's like a lot of other nutraceuticals we have. I tell people, they go to the hardware store and they have unqualified people tell them, buy this stuff at, you know, Lowe's or Home Hardware. Or they go online and they go to Amazon and say, oh, look at this, this looks really good. They don't understand if they don't have someone like myself certifying and checking out and making sure that the system is superior, they should get it. At the program, don't buy nutraceuticals from anybody else other than us. Don't get technology anyone else other than us. I had, for example, somebody recently, they wanted to get XYZ technology. I said, why are you going to waste your money on that? That's really expensive. Machines and hydrogen. Move the you're going to get more of a so it's really good to learn. People don't understand this is principle. People learn. I think if they do understand it partially, they don't want to go. They don't know that. Well, they're doing people are much more toxins by getting you have 918 perfumine plus magnesium. And if you want a hydrogen water, you want to put hydrogen in there. You buy the little hydrogen stick. You can use pure water from water after you've done that. And you spray hydrogen in your water. But don't go and alchemize hydrogen in water that's not detoxified first. It's crazy, isn't it?
I've been around the water business now for 30 plus years, and I watched the different ways that companies come along and try to, in their sales and marketing pitch, try to convince people that their systems are better or this is the greatest thing. And the ones that always get me are the ones who have, 30 anecdotal stories. They go out and they get, Tom, Sally, Sue, Bill, and Janine, who all drank the water, and guess what, man? Their health systems, all their symptoms all went away, and guess what? They all feel great, and this is the best water filter ever. They got no scientific evidence whatsoever to back up their claims, but they got, half a dozen or a couple dozen people to say it's the best thing ever. Are those people scientists? Do they know what they're doing? No. They just drank some water, and guess what? In most cases, they finally drank enough water. These people, they've been dehydrated their whole life. They right. drank some water. They feel a little better, and they think the water system did it. And, this just makes me crazy because, there's no science there. There's nothing to really back up that the company did anything worth a darn. And if you have any scientific gray matter, you can go in and look at the research and go, this is crazy. These guys are selling snake oil. And it's common in the water
Actually,
business.
The snake oil thing is funny because I found out from research that snake oil, which they sold a century and a half ago, 2 centuries ago, does have anti-inflammatory effect.
Yeah, it's probably good for you.
It's good for you, but you see, this toxic water isn't.
That's right.
Snake oil is not a good analogy. It would have to be, selling them dirt, Like, this is going to cure everything. But the snake oil's analogy, believe it or not, snake oil actually has anti-inflammatory effects. If you rub it on your joints or you take it, it may actually help you, believe it or not.
I'll quit using snake oil for my analogy, but the point is, of course, that we know is that that folks are out there, and I call them unscrupulous profiteers, and the world's full of them. And it's the same as unscrupulous politicians. The two go hand in hand. They'll say anything, do anything to make a sale, get elected, or whatever the case may be.
Well, I got a new term for it. It's called the Hildebeest effect.
Indeed, and it only gets worse. That's the problem.
Yeah, by the way, you heard the latest that the Russian government's hackers have penetrated the Democratic National Convention and committee and stole opposition research on Trump as well.
Yeah,
so they're actually have hacked into her servers and have now proven. Well, the thing is that we have also unqualified or uncertified doctors and health professionals that are thinking it's fine to drink the water. They don't understand when they look over the top of their glasses, why did somebody's child get type 1 diabetes? Are you kidding? They had all these crazy vaccines. They had HMO food and soy-based oils that were cooking in. Then they got to drink toxic water for 5, 10, or 15 years. And now they wonder why their 15-year-old child is turning type 1 diabetic. Are you kidding me? I can measure. I started doing research on diabetes 36 years ago, and I worked with the University of South Florida. We were measuring in type 1 diabetics anti-islet cell antibodies, and what I would do is actually request people all over the country that were in contact with me to measure the islets on antibodies of all their first and second degree relatives. And we would send them the blood testing kits and so on, and they would do the test, and it would be sent off to the University of South Florida. And we found out that if you had a bad infection or a major emotional or other trauma, your antibody levels went out through the ceiling. If you have toxins in your body, like bisphenol A and these other toxins, the chances that these toxins are going to attach to tissue proteins and produce an allergenic and immune response to cause autoimmunity is tremendously higher. So if you have crap in your body and you're under stress, the chances of you developing a cancer or turning autoimmune is increased orders of magnitude. So why do people think I'm going to have a healthy body when I'm drinking crap in my water? It's a medical wellness delusion.
And the nice thing is, it's a simple solution to solve that problem.
Right. Save 10% with NutriMed code. Front page, NutriMedical Associates. Get a pure water system. There is no substitute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I got an interesting article here by Dr. Kelly Brogan, MD, called Do 5 Million Americans Really Have Bipolar Disorder? It's probably more than that, actually. Bipolar basically is, doesn't mean you're like Santa Claus, go to the polls at Christmas time. It means you can get mania, like this young young Afghanistani young man that was gay, torn between his extreme uber-Muslim Afghanistani father, who has a TV show that was broadcast out of California for Afghanistani Muslims, and the fact that he was a gay American. Now, being bipolar and, of course, taking steroids and probably possibly taking also toxic drugs from his doctor, if he had a doctor, we're going to find out eventually if he was on drugs like SSRI drugs. And the modern science of bipolar disease is you have to stabilize the brain. The most important thing is brain mag and calm mind to calm the brain down. The things that stabilize the brain is an anti-stress molecule we call our mood elevator, which is Posanol. And things that are going to stop the brain from being on fire or having what we call seizure disorders in the limbic system. Most importantly, again, brain mag, magnesium threonate, magnesium malate, and magnesium taurate, and calm mind, which has myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And it may have an inheritable tendency toward it, but it's triggered off by our toxic inflammation. It's basically inflammation in the brain. When you use drugs like antidepressants, results in almost a threefold increase in diagnosis of bipolar disorder. So in other words, it turns out giving antidepressant medications can take people and make them bipolar. They can flip and become very unstable. In other words, we call cycling, rapid cycling up and down. And they have a very poor outcome. High rates of suicide or murder-suicide, like this young man who was torn spiritually in terms of his culture with his Afghanistani father, who's uber-Muslim, and his lifestyle, who's his ex-wife even knew he was gay, and he was very assaultive to her, so eventually divorced after beating her up many times. And she was obviously Americanized enough that she realized that this is not reasonable to be treated like this. And this young man, basically, who was bipolar, committed murder-suicide. So we need to look beyond the idea of the word, is he a Muslim, is he this or that, what's going on here? And so bipolarity is something we need to recognize in people, manic depressive illness, and we can stabilize the brain. We can actually show with imaging studies now with organic acids, we can look at neurotransmitters now in platelets and other organic metabolites that tells us whether or not there's something going on. We can look at the QRMA test and it gives us some indications that there's something wrong happening in the body when somebody has a bipolar disorder. So you don't need to think that that there's no basis behind this. The next is the recent film festival regarding the movie called Vaxxed, about vaccine dangers. And what people should start understanding is just how vile Big Pharma is and Big Vaccina. They push vaccines as if they're like candy. They even have 272 in the works, all the way from cancer vaccines to behavior vaccines that can affect the NMDA receptor. They have vaccines for all kinds of illnesses. And this, to me, anything they can stick in you to alter your DNA, like the Gardasil vaccine, is very dangerous and stupid. They call a vaccine. They aren't. These are genetically modifying, immune-confusing, pro-inflammatory molecules that can induce what's called BAFR, brain on fire, triggering off autism, dementia, and many other health problems. Vaccines, in many cases, are not safe at all. Back in a moment. Hour 3, Tim Alexander coming up. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.